coffee shops have been around for centuries, often providing forums for expression and ideas. Today, some provide an interesting component of Pittsburgh's arts scene.
This, to me, is a perfect storm in that I love the arts, I love coffee. So to have the arts come to a community location like Biddle's Coffee Shop, to me, is a perfect place to enjoy, and I'm having a wonderful time. I think that's a special thing about Pittsburgh. It features places in the community where you can go and enjoy art.
On a recent Friday night at Biddle's Escape in Wilkinsburg, Karen Kern was enjoying a musical performance. Other nights, spoken word artists, a book club, photographers are among those finding a venue here.
Biddle's Escape started as just really strictly as a coffee shop, and we offered it as a venue for people to come and play their music or read poetry, and it just grew as the community started coming in and word of mouth got around.
Joe Davis is the owner.
We're always looking for creative ways to showcase artists in Pittsburgh.
This is a really nice venue. It's very intimate and welcoming. I love that they welcome original music here, and there aren't many places that do that.
Singer and songwriter Barbara Klein was performing the night I was there. Other arts are featured as well.
We have several different spoken word events. We have Les Sings that comes here. It's a LGTB community-based open mic, which has been fantastic. We've had different poetry readings. Lisa Krishner, who wrote Hello American Lady Creature, which she learned about living in Qatar, read portions of her book here and took questions and answering. And we're always looking for writers to come and to read portions of their book and do book signings.
An eclectic collection of voices and opinions find a home here.
The Women's Business Alliance that comes on Wednesday morning. The National Academy of Science and Engineers. We have a drum circle. The ukuleles come. There's anywhere from 25 to 50 of them that will show up. They'll play out on the deck. There's 6-year-old kids playing, and then there's 80-year-old ladies. And if you can imagine an 80-year-old lady singing and playing Iron Man, it is just astounding.
Plenty of visual art is on display as well. On the evening I was there, Bob Ziller's work was showcased.
His paintings are right here. It's part of the City Dreams Wilkinsburg, and there's a crazy looking bike rack outside that Bob designed for us.
There's always something to look at, and to have local art and local music in the same venue just makes it that much more rich.
That's Betsy Gerson, who was one of the performers the night I visited. Joe Davis sees this presentation of art as something that goes beyond his coffee shop.
Art has transformed this community, where people started putting a piece of art in their front yard. All of a sudden, people would walk down the street and they'd look at this piece of art or that piece of art or how somebody decorated their front porch. That helped to change this community.
For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.